brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Doctor-in-Chief, Barack Obama, our gracious leader from which all good things flow, says he's still not going to compromise on anything like taxes on heart devices or taxes on the payroll of people making less than $30,000 a year. He's not going to compromise on anything with House Republicans. And the media, the kleptocrat media, the establishment media plays along with it, saying that it is the Republicans that have shut down the government, even though they've given, what, four different versions since last week to the Senate that they have voted down promptly. So they are here trying to teach you that you need them. As we speak, by the way, we're going to be covering the latest on the shutdown and more of the memorial shutdown, even in France. They've shut down just open-air cemeteries on the coastline from the Normandy D-Day invasion. But they had plenty of guards there to make sure that none of the veterans that had traveled there or others could get in. But don't worry, all the elite officer golf courses, they're all staying open, and all the red carpets and all the caviar. In fact, now they've gone to Mount Vernon and a bunch of other places that are not even federal parks, and had the Park Service block them and announce because it's federal property. Private parks run by private groups, privately funded, just like the World War II Memorial, no one is allowed in. And they have police, federal police there. So there's a lot of overtime going on at places that don't even normally have feds visiting them to make sure you, the slaves, understand that they're going to control you with that. Just like they want to control you with health care, just like they want to control you with government-run education, dependency, slavery, modern slavery. May your chains set lightly upon you, as Patrick Henry said, is the name of the game. Now, that whole backdrop's going on. While our crew, Anthony Gucciardi, working with from StoryLeak.com, with InfoWars.com, Weldon Henson from InfoWars, and, of course, some of the camera guys, Josh and others, are set to arrive at the NSA in Utah, outside Salt Lake City, as we speak. In fact, we have a live stream at Alex Jones Live on Ustream up. We have some backup streams, and we saw an error on the channel earlier, but it's back up now. Never seen that before, a 404 error. But they are now there with Weldon Henson driving. So there they are. If you're watching us on TV, you can see Weldon.
Tell the difference between the two. I mean, it's like it's one big military base, to be honest with you.
Josh, who works on film and editing and a production mastermind, do you think they're going to try and take that camera equipment that we have over there and confiscate it from you because you're using a First Amendment?
We'll see, but there's a good possibility that they're going to be pretty upset that we, the slaves, come and ask them questions. Because they can spy on our phones, they can look at our emails, look at everything that we do. I mean, the facility was surrounded by cameras. But if we come up there with two cameras, live streaming, one camera, they're going to be angry.
Yeah, we're going to tell them that we're live streaming as well, so if they do anything, they'll be held accountable for it.
I mean, as soon as we went up there yesterday, I mean, we had, you hadn't even gotten done yet, and there was, some kind of an intelligence officer driving by staring at us like we were terrorists, so that was interesting.
By the way, let's fade that down, guys. We're going to come back from break. That's the live feed. They're about to arrive. We're going to be covering that. If you go to InfoWars.com, in two different congressional hearings, and the NSA has come out, this is on InfoWars.com, Chief of DHS calls privacy terrorism, and anyone calling for privacy terrorism, and the press is inherently terrorism. They actually say this. So see, anybody for freedom, anybody who's red-blooded, anybody who's not a total authoritarian is a terrorist. Because the government is run by terrorists, so obviously they say we're terrorists. my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
In the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave, World War II veterans are being told they'll be arrested if they try to visit any of the national cemeteries, the World War II Memorial. They have shut down the U.S. cemetery that's controlled by the Park Service in France. They are actually posting guards at places like Mount Vernon that's not even federally controlled. It's privately managed and funded. They are putting fences up, sending out overtime bureaucrats and armed police of the Park Service and others to try to frustrate and block the American people. And, of course, it came out yesterday. That's on direct orders of the anti-American, anti-gun, anti-family occupier of the web, of the White House. There is no doubt that the power structure is trying with everything they can to break this country, and that we have a power structure at war with the nation, with our industry, with our power plants, with our people, with our families. We are under sustained military attack. Our own military itself has been captured by the globalist and is waking up to this fact. The NSA Center is run by the foreign offshore banks on record. They use it to control the markets, to rig the markets, to shut down their competition. The NSA base in Utah that just opened up It's not been shut down during all of this. There are articles out at Infowars.com today where in Congress, the chief of the DHS openly came out and said it is terrorism or terrorist to want privacy. So wanting freedom is terrorism. Supporting freedom is evil because these people have occupied the nation. They are moving against us. And it's only realizing the total magnitude of this group who believes this country belongs to them and who have seized control of the federal government that we have any chance of ever getting out of this. Now, I sent the crew to Utah to the NSA Center, and they went and drove around it yesterday and shot some high-def video for the upcoming film Obama Deception 2. They're going back today and are there right now, and there is no live feed taking place right now. Okay, so we just talked to them over the phone, and they're expecting to do a live feed again in 5 minutes, and they are at the NSA Center right now. Okay, well, I want to get them on the phone right now. Call them on the studio line. Put Weldon on the phone right now. That's how we're going to do this right now here on air, because I wanted them to continue to do live feeds as they drove towards the NSA Center. So they are about to arrive there in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll have live feeds here on air of the paramilitary police and the Army base that's attached to it. And Weldon was actually in the Air Force years ago there in Salt Lake, so he knows the area well. Weldon Henson, who went with him from the InfoWars operation. And when we've gone to the NSA Center in San Antonio, when we've gone to NSA centers in D.C., they come out and act like you're bad videotaping them. These are people that track everything you do illegally on record. These are people that run Al-Qaeda publicly. These are people that ship the narcotics in publicly, run by foreign banks that launder hundreds of billions a year publicly. That's in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. And they sit there and act like you're evil and you're bad and you've done something wrong. It's like when cops come up and say, why are you videotaping me? I'm going to arrest you, when there's no law saying you can't videotape them. It is just a government completely rogue, completely out of control. And so we're going to see what happens once they get there with the live feed coming up. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. And in NSA News, let me direct TV viewers and radio listeners to InfoWars.com, but TV viewers can see this article from Washington's blog that links directly through to the congressional public statements. Chief of DHS privacy officer, government called privacy office terrorist. That's the chief of the privacy office complaining that happened. And then they've got quotes from Hayden, who headed up the NSA, saying anyone that wants privacy is a terrorist. Boom. Okay, this is on record. You're a terrorist if you want any privacy. But the government, the rogue government, it wants total privacy and acts like the First Amendment is the ultimate sin and the equivalent of child sacrifice. Here's another one. Phoenix mayor defends police filming ASU tailgaters, surveilling them with the anti-terror teams. And we've got mainstream reports where they now call the public insurgents, and we're all treated as an enemy, and the government is an occupying force because it is a globalist occupied army. Doesn't matter if you're a patriot and a cop or in the military. The people running you, the people in control of it, are a seized government. It'd be like if aliens landed and threatened to vaporize the earth if the military didn't go under their command and the military went under their command. It'd be the exact same thing. But these are our fellow humans. These are globalists that have done this, and everyone is bowing down to them. Let's continue. California condemns indefinite detention, passes a law saying they will not secretly arrest and disappear citizens. So, due to pressure, California has done the right thing. And I thought nullification doesn't count when the states stand up for the Bill of Rights. Nullification does. Nullification does. Continuing with the NSA news, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says we've got more info on NSA spying in the newspapers than from classified briefings. And he said that to the Associated Press. and it's gotten almost no attention that the NSA will not tell Congress what's going on. See, that's a rogue government, a rogue bureaucracy. Obama says he doesn't have to go to Congress for any approval for military strikes. So that is just some of the news on that front. We're going to get updates from the NSA report live here in just a moment via phone as they prepare to arrive and they start up the live feed, which, by the way, I know Gucciardi's on hold. They can start up a live feed anytime they want. Continuing, though, after we get into the NSA, monuments and memorials remained open during previous shutdowns, reports the Daily Caller, and links to the Associated Press from 1996 during the last government shutdown. None of them were shut down because they're open parks. More government expenditures are being spent to block the slaves from access, because the truth is almost the entire filthy, evil government is still operating like a wood chipper destroying our freedom. They just want to give us the idea that it's all shut down. NBC reports Founding Fathers Tavern closed by government shutdown. Troops forage for food while golfers play in the shutdown. They're keeping the government golf courses open, but shutting down the areas where the Army can eat to pull a stunt. Well, who needs the average enlisted to be able to eat as long as the officers can play golf and visit their mistresses? Okay, we've got Anthony Gucciardi with us on the phone, and we'll run the live feed video only in the background while that happens. Anthony, I guess it's a little bit further out to the NSA base than you guys had remembered being there yesterday. You're going to go to the front gate and talk to them. How far away are you, Anthony Gucciardi?
Exactly. We're about 5 minutes away. We're on live stream right now at the moment as well. And yes, we went yesterday. There is a military compound at Camp Williams, but it's hooked up to the NSA data center, the Eye of Sauron of the United States and New World Order. And there is a military outpost in the front, and there's a gate, and it looks like there's armed guards and everything like that. And we also noticed indications of underground bunkers and a number of crazy things. And we went up. We didn't even try to go in. We were just scoping it out yesterday to see how far it would get. Now it's snowing, so it's taking a little longer. It's let up now. But so we went around, and we were met with unmarked federal/police cars circling us. We got it on camera. In an attempt to threaten us and intimidate us, to not even dare to stop the vehicle within 100 yards of the NSA spy center.
Well, they'll also have signs saying photography prohibited. You're not on the base. There is no law. You can look at it with Google Maps. They're all spying on us illegally, telling us our First Amendment's illegal. So when they say, don't you see the signs, say, don't you see the First Amendment? And when they ask you for your ID, you demand theirs first. We've done this before. And you can also tell them, you know, federal courts have ruled we can stand outside and videotape this. They used to arrest people until a couple years ago when they lost in federal court. And you guys are doing a great job to defend our First Amendment. What they're doing is illegal. It's not to protect America. It is a foreign command base to spy on America. That's why it's hooked onto an army base. This is a command base to run the technocracy during the shutdown of America. It might as well be an alien mothership landed in Utah to run operations against us.
No, exactly. And furthermore, they even have a back entrance, and when we went around there, the same thing, these unmarked cars would come around. It's instantaneous. I mean, this is the most heavily armed facility I think I've ever seen with, in terms of they're calling in real time the military police or whatever they are, the federal government, I have no idea. And even when we're not even stopping and doing anything, I mean, we're literally stopping the car and just looking at it, and they're like, better send someone out there right now.
Well, you have to understand, you are designated, this has come out in Congress, as a terrorist. All Americans are terrorists because this is the foreign army of the New World Order. This is the Redcoats. This is the captured federal government spending hundreds of billions of dollars with giant NSA command centers already built all over the country, building huge ones in San Antonio, Dallas. There's one by my house in my neighborhood, a substation. All the agencies dialed in, Obamacare dialed in, the IRS, every schools from California to Pennsylvania, watching kids over their laptops at home. I mean, this is the total Ministry of Truth, Orwell Command Center. We're going to come back to you, Anthony. The live feed is up on Infowars.com. Folks can go to InfoWars.com and see our live stream. Post it up there for everybody. We'll come back to you via phone and live stream with Anthony Gucciardi, and then I'll get off the phone with you once you arrive so you can stay focused and be prepared to talk to the biological androids who think they work for America, who actually work for the foreign Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan occupiers.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every breath you take, the NSA and Big Brother is watching you to fix the stock market, to shut down mom and pops, to actuary out how to bring in Agenda 21 and deindustrialize this country and collectivize us. And Anthony Gucciardi, reporting for InfoWars.com and StoryLeak.com, is at NSA headquarters with InfoWars, Weldon Henson and Josh and others from our great crew. The reason I'm not saying Josh's last name, he's worked here a while and does a great job. I don't even know if Josh wants his full name on air. Some of our folks like to stay incognito with the NSA, as if the NSA doesn't already know. Big Brother, they are now arriving at the base. They have army bases. You can see the guard towers in the live feed there to keep the slaves out and keep the criminal operation going. They also use it to spy on drug dealers that aren't paying their cut. That's come out in the Associated Press years after we told you. There's the military base on the edge of the giant NSA command base. Anthony, closing comments on the phone before we flip over to your live feed.
Exactly. So we're now right up here on the NSA data center. As you've seen on the live feed, you can see the military outpost, the tower, the data center itself, which is massive. And this entire time, the last three, 4 minutes we've been talking, we've been driving along the outskirts of this massive Eye of Sauron. This gate you're seeing right now, if you're watching live at InfoWars.com, this live stream, we're going to approach the NSA and talk about the fact that they are completely spying on us, but we can't actually document them through the First Amendment. We're pulling in right now to the back entrance. We're going to swoop around and go into the military side of it. But this entire compound, because right now, employees, authorized visitors, deliveries only, we're going to get unmarked police cars, federal agents coming very, very soon.
Absolutely, and they're putting signs up even outside the base under color of law fraud to act like you're bad if you even approach your taxpayer-paid-for grid. I'm going to get off the phone with you now, Anthony. Just take your time. Get out of the car. Stay focused. Tell them this is still America. Tell them you know that they are running a criminal operation. We're going to go to your live feed now. Go ahead and disconnect the phone and get ready. Great job, Anthony Gucciardi. Let's now.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Everybody's praying for you. This is such a free country. Now we need more people. Remember, 15 years ago they said this didn't even exist. The NSA echelon. The media would actually say it didn't exist. The controlled media. Now they're forced to admit they're doing it, and now we're having an open debate. So let's go to the live feed. That'll be about 30 seconds delayed. Let's go to that right now.
All right, here we go. This is the official live feed. We are now entering the NSA back. We're going to go into the military establishment, but we couldn't resist. There's so many signs here saying, do not go in here, essentially, or you'll be arrested. No filming whatsoever. This is complete surveillance state on us, all these cameras. Yet, we're not allowed to even film with an iPhone, which is what we're using right now.
That's because they're committing crime.
So here's the parking lot. They said we couldn't get in the parking lot. Everyone told me there's no way you're going to get in the parking lot. You will be arrested before you even set foot in the parking lot. Here we are, the NSA data center parking lot, where all these loving government officials are.
These guys are as bad as the World War II vets.
What you said to your girlfriend.
Going into the memorial.
And you can even look up. There were NSA agents, you know, agents, very official agents, recently that were fired because they were snooping on their girlfriends and listening to their phone sex. But here we are.
Good spot right over there. I'm going to go grab it.
All right. Well, I wonder what that building is over there.
I don't know.
We should get the other camera phone, too.
See a spot over there. We can get it.
Yeah, so here we are. We're trying to figure out what's even going on.
Their directive is to go find the PAO.
Slaves entering the key.
Or the PIO, Public Information Officer.
So I guess we're just going to go ahead and park.
Or Public Affairs.
And get out. Look at this view.
Get both names.
Look at this, the beauty of this area. And the NSA is just destroying it, corrupting it as a cancerous tumor on the beauty that is Utah and the United States.
And again, this isn't even supposed to exist.
And there's so many good people here that don't understand what's going on. I mean, there's people that are actually somewhat patriotic in many ways, but they think that government spying is a good thing. They just don't understand at all. So that's when I told people that we're going here, their brain almost blew up. They're like, you're going to the NSA? You'll get arrested for just looking at it. They couldn't even understand.
That's right. That's how intimidated America's gotten.
Start filming with the full setup and most likely cause some problems here. The spots are reserved for low-emission vehicles only.
The mission is spying on the American people illegally. How dare journalists go to the NSA? Nobody's supposed to do this. They're God. They're above the law.
Look over there. They're all lined up.
This is a hard break. We got to go to break on radio, but the live feed just went up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, hit refresh. It's Alex Jones Live on YouTube. Alex Jones Live on Ustream. Right now, we have backup streams as well up on InfoWars.com. And this is the military base entrance. Then they're going to go over to the civilian entrance.
Maybe it's because
maybe they're fans of the show and they heard.
Oh, they're watching right now. You better believe it.
They are staring at us like we're some type of goblins or something.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strip or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are trying to direct our guys from Austin, Texas, where I'm sitting here at the InfoWars First Amendment Liberty Center in defense of the Republic and the spirit of 1776 and all the basic Bill of Rights and Constitution that our forebears fought and died for, trying to communicate with the crew, and I've told them to get the camera closer to the police so we can hear it. It's very windy out there.
We'd love to talk to them.
Here we go. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
How do we get a hold of them?
Contact.
We go talk to them.
This is at the NSA Criminal Center.
Say, hey, you know, we're here with the cameras. Love to talk.
This is the NSA Occupation Center. It is supposed to exist.
I love
the spy center.
Turn your cameras off. Can I just give them a call real quick? Is everybody over there?
They want to turn the cameras off so they can arrest everybody and make stuff up.
Do you work for?
At least in my experience,
there come
more police.
We're just trying to get.
Listen, Alex. We're talking to live on it. Give me the phone. Here, give me the phone.
We're talking. We're live right now.
Yeah, put Gucciardi on air.
I am here.
Look, they're spying on everybody.
Yeah.
Listen, they're calling in their buddies. They're about to confiscate all of our cameras right now.
Well, just keep the live feed rolling. It's First Amendment.
Hey, we're saying we're on live feed, First Amendment. We're saying First Amendment. We just want to ask some questions.
That's right. You're the press.
He's about to take the camera from Josh. He's about to take the camera from Josh.
Aim the camera at him.
Listen, sir. Here, you want to talk live on Alex Jones on air? Do you want to talk to the NSA agent live on air, Alex?
Yes, I want to talk to the people trying to violate the First Amendment.
Hey, guys. Listen, sir. We're just journalists here. We're just journalists. We're just trying. We're live streaming right now on Alex Jones' show. Hey, excuse me. Hey. He cut the live feed.
These guys love to scare Americans. They love to try to intimidate everybody.
They're taking the cameras. They're taking the cameras right now.
There you go. National incident. You can't pull up in a parking lot.
Listen. Okay.
In America.
Okay.
There you have the NSA people grabbing the camera. At a parking lot on the edge of the base.
Alex Jones Show live on air right now. We're just live on air. Okay. All right.
These are the people on the edge of the base. Pretending the First Amendment's illegal, pretending we're bad when the NSA's on record committing mass crime, the NSA director's on record lying to Congress.
Turn it off. How do I turn it off? I'll pull the battery off.
Just tell me how to turn it off, dude.
Look, they don't know how to turn the phone off. It's a phone. They're trying to turn the big camera off instead of the live feed.
It's public affairs or something.
Yeah, they were sent. I just sent my guys to the front of the base to talk to public affairs. That's their directive, as we said earlier. That's what they went to do. We've called them, and they didn't call us back, by the way.
Questions that you got?
I'm getting the phone number.
Okay. Yes, we'll get back for you right now.
Okay. No big deal. All right.
No big deal. You know what John Wayne said? It's not about being the best shot. It's not about being the quickest draw. It's about being willing. It's about showing up. And we're showing up in the info war to expose the illegal NSA. There should be a million-man march on these facilities for our First Amendment. We're sick of it. And I salute the World War II veterans that are going across the line of the barricades, the Obama cage.
Did you get any snow over this side of the mountains today or what?
Hope so.
Y'all got any so far this year?
No, it's the mountains.
Yeah.
You're hearing a live feed from the parking lot outside the NSA criminal spying Big Brother tyranny center. Everybody's supposed to grovel in fear to these people. They all know the courts have ruled you can go up to the parking lot and film. Five federal court rulings. Five. Type into Google. It's not illegal to film government buildings or NSA. Washington Post, Associated Press. But everybody's scared to go do this. Everybody's scared to act like free people.
He's
telling them go, and they'll contact the public information officer, which is fine. I gave them the directive. Ask for the PAO or the PIO. They have both names, and then to leave.
All I have is this on me. Sorry.
And by the way, when we went to cover Pittsburgh, we had it all on video politely at the Army base, at the National Guard Center where they had regular Army. They lied and said we threatened to kill them and had the police threaten to arrest my guys and go to their hotel. They just finally cut the feed. Was that it? They finally cut the feed. And we had total footage when they pulled up to the military base, said we called earlier, we'd like to talk to your PIO or PAO. And they come over, they say, who are you? We're InfoWars. They see the camera. We leave. The police come. And then the police call me and say, we're going to arrest your reporters. In fact, I called the cops back and famously aired that live on the radio. People remember. And I said, we have it all on footage, cops. We didn't threaten to blow up the base. It was blow up the base. And the cop went, oh, you've got it all taped. And I said, yeah, before you frame us for trying to bomb the National Guard Armory, and see, to them, in the case of Pittsburgh, framing Americans was no big deal. Just like when I covered in Brooksville, Florida with Mike Hansen, an urban warfare drill, we have footage of locals saying, we've been told don't talk to Alex Jones, you're crazy. And then they had a special forces guy start jump out of the woods when I was trying to film the maneuvers and start setting fires. Going, shouldn't have set fires, Alex. And I had to put the fire out and basically tackle the guy. to stop him from setting fires and blaming it on us. And I told the guys before they went, this is no joke. This is no game. You are lower than an Iraqi to them, okay? You are lower than a Serb to them. You are the ultimate enemy. You're a red-blooded American that doesn't want to be a slave. And I want to be clear. These average cops out there are just Dudley Do-Right and think they have the moral authority, and they're probably not bad people. But that's what we thought at the military base in Pittsburgh. Then they arrested Rob Dube. Took them to a torture center where they sent everybody out in the rain all night. And I'm not going to get into everything else they did to other people because it's pretty humiliating, but it's bad. They had the U.S. Army with the National Guard and the police, and we sued them and we won. So you're all on notice. And I know the NSA can plant stuff on my computer. I know you guys can come kill me. Go ahead. I don't want to die, but I'm not scared. I'm committed. I know I'm right. I'm committed. Like John Paul Jones, when they said, are you ready to surrender? When his ship was sinking, and he said, I've only begun to fight. And he ended up taking them down. We have only begun to fight. We're never giving up. We're never backing down. We're never stopping. We know what's going on. We understand the globalist occupation. We're aware of what's happening. Have I been wound up today, folks? It's because Gucci already had the idea. I am absolutely stuck here. I've been to the NSA before in D.C., and Jakari and others went down earlier this year to San Antonio. And the same thing basically happened that just happened now. And Gucciardi said, we ought to go to the NSA Center and point out that they're not being shut down during a government shutdown. And I said, okay. I go, you want to go to San Antonio? He goes, no, let's go to the really big one in Utah. So I said, who wants to go around the office? And Weldon Henson, who's Air Force veteran and loves Utah, was stationed up there for many years. He said, I want to go. The head of my shipping department and product procurement department with Tim Frugier just does a great job, great patriot, good friend of mine. He wanted to go, and he's never been reporting for us. He wanted to go do it because I guess it was what you'd see as a dangerous mission for freedom. See, there's a spirit of defeating the tyranny that everybody wants to be involved in it, and that's the spirit that's going to defeat the tyranny, folks. And then Josh wanted to go, so they're there, and I told him, I said, listen, they're going to take your cameras, and then they're going to try to intimidate you and threaten you once they're turned off. You've got to say, good, set me up, lie, be evil. You are going to end up going to jail when we take this country back. And then they'll release you, because I've been through this before. It's like a spirit. If they think you're scared and they think that you're groveling, if you just go, fine, set me up, do whatever you're going to do, it's on you. God's gonna deal with you. They literally, in every case, start shaking because you're not afraid. I had this happen with Delta Force down in San Antonio. They did take our footage in that case. And Mike Hansen would not give them the camera. This is right outside the military base, Fort Sam Houston. The Delta Force ordered him over there because we were covering the drill. And pulled out his Beretta and stuck it right to Hansen's chest and said, I'm going to tell you one more time to give me that camera. And Mike, by the way, didn't give it to him. And then he said, holstered the gun and grabbed it away from me. I got to be honest with you. I was ready to give the camera before he pulled the gun out because, you know, we're going to win this thing. That's the thing about Mike. I never told the story. He didn't want it told. We were in another case where people pulled guns on us, and Mike literally blew up and told him to go ahead and shoot him. Oh, yeah. That was quite a case one other time with some hillbilly folks who were trying to help out, and then the feds went in and told them we were feds the next time we showed up, and they were telling us we were feds, and Mike blew up at them, and they had guns. We started pointing them, and Mike's like, go ahead, I'm not afraid of you, you scum, you white trash. Damn. That's the thing about Mike Hansen. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to tell any more of the story. I just started having flashbacks to all these events. Listen, we're not the poor Russian people that were always serfs, never had freedom, and who were enslaved. We're not the Germans that were strong, smart people, but had always been serfs and followed orders. We're not all these other people. America is the ragtag folks from all over the world that came here through adversity and who do not want to be slaves. And your new world order is not going to work. I don't care how much fluoride you put in the water. I don't care how much GMO, how much NFL, how much Britney Spears, how much Lady Gaga. I don't care how much of it you push and you shove, the spirit of 1776 is rising again. They won't let us have industry. They won't let us have jobs. They're shutting down our power plants, but they built a giant power plant just for that NSA center, the first thing they built 5 years ago when they broke ground on that abomination. So, you see, they get power, they get money, they get energy, you get cut off. It's military. It's called siege. And obviously, those security guys don't know that. Obviously, they're not bad people on average, but they've been taught we're the enemy, so everything's fair game with us. Everything is not fair game. We're not here to be raped. We're not here to be pushed around. We're not here to be abused. We're done. We're not taking it anymore. Oh, man. Is there any live feed, or is that it? Is it all gone? Has the live feed archived yet? So we can go back and show them the police and what happened when they grabbed the camera? Again, folks, I've checked the law. I've checked the federal court rulings. And they all know this, too. They went up to the parking lot area. They could call it espionage if you went over that fence, but all of it's public. We're not doing it from an espionage perspective for some foreign power. We're doing it for the American people under the First Amendment. The truth is the NSA is run by the foreign banking cartel on record. They are the foreign power that took our money and built this cancerous criminal institution that is expanding and metastasizing right now. That's what happened. I'm putting all these people on notice. And so they always try to intimidate and arrested reporters, mainstream reporters, you name it, in the last 5 years. Lawsuits were filed. The NSA lost. Because you can go up to a military base as a reporter and say, I want to talk to your public information officer or your public affairs officer. But they try to act like that is some freaky, horrible thing to do something like that. Photography is not a crime. They tried and charged him, but then he got thrown out of court. A resident of Illinois we had on last year was life in prison for videotaping police. And you can see the NSA center back there about 400 yards away, just the edge of it over that hill. And, you know, here are the guys getting out of their vehicle, all on a power trip because they work for the NSA. It's shameful that you work for the foreign occupational bank system. It's shameful. It's shameful. It's shameful that you're part of the fake, illegal shadow government. It's absolutely shameful. And the sleeping giant that is America is awakening. And more, we the people, other reporters, other newspaper reporters, just 4 or 5 years ago, they had San Antonio Express News and other San Antonio papers, I forget the name of their weekly, go out to the NSA center they were building right by a Walmart. It's about a third the size of this one. It's the size of 5 or 6 big football fields, just the buildings. And they came and arrested the reporter and took his film footage. And then later dropped their fake charges because it's all fake. It's outrageous, folks. It came out now that people at prayer breakfasts with Obama that mildly criticized abortion were then audited and harassed under Obama's orders. The emperor, you go to a prayer breakfast. Here it is. IRS audited Carson after prayer breakfast. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. We have Anthony on the phone. Anthony, what happened? Anthony Gucciardi.
Listen, they're not even letting me call you right now. They are telling us that we have to legally delete every single thing on our camera right now, but we cannot leave. All right. Well, would you want to talk to them about it?
Yeah, that's total color of law. That's fraudulent, and they know it.
They're saying we cannot leave unless we delete everything on the camera. Delete the scenes that we shot here.
Yeah, tell them to state the authority
please,
under law.
Please state the law in which says we need to do that. He says CFR 228.03, and this is federal property. If we don't delete it, we cannot leave.
But you're in the parking area.
Yeah, we're in the parking area of NSA. Are we not? Are we in the parking area, though?
Yeah.
So we are in the parking area.
Ask them if Google has to delete their satellite photos. Put up the Google. We can zoom in anywhere.
What about Google satellite photos and stuff? They have photos of everything. Do they have to delete it? Okay, so they're saying since we took it on this property, we have to delete it or we can't leave. They're going to keep this here until we do it. Are you guys going to arrest us? Or they're going to take all our equipment. They're going to take all our equipment now.
Well, you need to tell them this. Let me talk to them.
Here, would you please talk to Alex? Okay, he's not going to. He refuses to talk to you.
What is his?
Would you be willing to tell Alex the law? He just wants to know the law.
What is his name? What is his name?
What's your officer name? Justet T, badge number 800. He's an NSA police officer. And your badge name, sir? Sergeant Mamano. Badge number, please. 784. And you, sir, please? We're just documenting this for records. Lieutenant Bauman, badge number, please. 4? Just the number 4? Okay. Okay, he's a lieutenant, he says. So they're either going to, they're saying that we cannot leave, they're going to confiscate all of our equipment.
All right, well, you tell them this, tell them this. Tell them we're calling the network's legal counsel, and so tell them that...
Okay. We're just going to call their legal counsel real quick, just to make sure. Okay. Now he wants me to hang up the phone. We're just calling the legal counsel. We're just going to get him on the line, and we're going to talk to him, because it appears to be a parking lot, but... All right, Alex.
Anthony, you make the decision on what you feel is best. As long as they delete the stuff back before, it's obviously a violation of the First Amendment, and we'll have a court case. I don't wish to sue them, but it is important for the First Amendment. We'll probably be forced to. So I would tell you that even though these are probably, in my opinion, illegal orders, you are in a dangerous situation.
Let's talk about that specifically at a later time.
Give me the U.S. code that he's giving him one more time.
Please provide the code one more time for why you need to confiscate all of our equipment and delete it or arrest us. Can you provide the code one more time?
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Can you give me that code one more time? They're not letting us walk away. Can you give us that code? ZFR 228.03. ZFR 228.03 says, under that code, we have to provide every single thing that we took here and delete it.
Say that again. That's what law?
It says we're trespassing on CFR 228.03.
Oh, no, that's trespassing. He has to tell you to go. So he's no. Tell him you are going since he told you.
We're leaving. Why? What does that have to do with taking all the cameras and stuff? What is that? Okay.
Tell him I comply with your trespass. Tell him I comply with your trespassing order.
We comply with your trespassing order.
We're leaving. We're leaving. Yep, that's it.
My name is Anthony. We're talking to Alex. The Alex says we comply immediately with the trespassing order. We will leave, okay? Yes. Yes.
So you heard him. You need to leave, but you can't leave. So he's going to get a serious civil rights lawsuit with that type of talk.
Listen. We don't have a problem with that. We're wondering why, under that law, why do we have to delete everything we took? Where does it say that in the law? Okay, everything from here. Why? He says we can't do it, so we have to do it.
Well, that sign, they put those...
Says we're not allowed to film or anything.
They put that...
That's now the Constitution. The sign is now the Constitution.
But he's... Let me talk to him.
Please just talk here. Just tell him the code. They're all refusing to talk to you. They know who we are.
Is it public law or do they say CFR?
Did they say CFR? CFR, yep, correct. Code of Federal Regulations.
Yep.
Since we're trespassing.
Here, I'll do it.
He won't say that actually. He says we need to delete it. He's just saying you're trespassing and now we need to collect everything, delete everything you have.
Yeah, no. It's telling you to leave. Telling you to leave is not a power to erase your property.
Yeah, what gives you the power to erase the property under that law? Well, just because we're on restricted property, why does it mean we have to delete everything on our cameras or confiscate? I just don't get it. That doesn't make sense to me.
Listen, you guys put in the wrong code. That's not it. It's CFR 228.03. I don't even see that there. And plus, I've studied this law before. You're in a public commons area. I told
you. Deleting his stuff right now? They got the cameras. They're deleting it. They're just deleting it right now. I mean, short of me literally taking it.
Yeah, so they overpowered you outside of law and are now deleting.
They're deleting the stuff. They're deleting all the stuff right now.
Doesn't matter. It's all been live fed out anyways.
Listen, it was all on, I mean, it was live, but they're deleting all the stuff right now. So they just picked up cameras and deleted it. Trying to find it.
Yeah, obviously, Anthony, don't say this in front of them, but don't remove the cards out of the camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
These dumbasses will not even know that. Anyways.
Legal counsel on this issue. I mean,
listen. They've already, in a piratical way, seized your equipment outside of law from the research I've done. You need to leave and say we're trying to leave and comply with.
We are trying to leave. We literally cannot leave. They will not let us leave.
Yeah, that's what they do.
We will be arrested if we leave. We're good to go? Okay, we're good?
Okay, get out of there. Get out of there right now.
All right, we're leaving right now.
And they're probably, well, they're undoubtedly watching inside right now, but that'll take the bureaucracy time to figure that out. Get out of there and do not remove the cards out of the camera.
All right, listen. John. God, sorry. Alex.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right, listen. They're listening very closely to what we're saying right now. We're in the car.
Yeah.
We were able to get all of the camera stuff, everything, and maintain it. And I think we have all the footage.
All right, get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there.
Getting out of here, dude. But listen, they're freaking calling in more people. They are going to get us.
Well, that's how the battle's joined. That's our plan. It's called the Alamo, baby. What do you think?
Listen,
we're stupid?
Listen. These people are defeated, man. They could not even, they didn't even know what to do. They said, we have never experienced anything like that.
They've never experienced a slave come before Mordor's gates.
We did not bow. And they said, I said, we're going to go over to that office over there. And we're just looking for public affairs. And they said, oh, that dog would have got you if you went over there.
Oh, we're scared of their dog. We're so scared. That's why we went to the NSA Center.
And we got it, though. When we first came here, the guy came out of the building. He's like, get out of here. Get that camera down. We got it all on my screen.
Okay, you're driving out of there right now, right? You're driving out of there right now.
We're driving out of there right this very second. And they're making some phone calls. They got our information. We are freaking on the no-fly list, black list, red list, whatever.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Let's hope they do that, because then the civil rights violation's a lot bigger. The only way we take America, the only way we take America back is by showing Americans how to act, showing them that we can stand up to Mordor, showing them the illegal spying's going on. And I'll talk to you off air, obviously, but you guys are smart. Make copies of the footage, get it to secure parties we have in the sector. You know who that is, and then they won't stop us. Three copies, go procure other systems, copy it, and then secure it, and then hope they try to stop you at the airport when you're leaving.
Yeah, exactly. They might. They're making some phone calls right now. They're not very happy. They just felt amazed when we stood up to them.
Have you rolled out already? Are you out of their foreign jurisdiction?
What happened, Josh? Okay, we're good. Yeah, we're leaving the entryway right now where all the signs say you can't come or you're a criminal. So we're going back onto the public property because apparently the parking lot is not...
Listen, I've already checked it. So is the Associated Press. The receiving areas, those signs are fraudulent. They know that. They know you can pull up and ask for their public information person. But again, they act like you're bad to want to know about the big giant group of criminals that in Congress and in D.C. that set this up. And they
They didn't even know how to delete the stuff. They had no idea what they were even doing.
They don't even want the minions thinking that it's illegal. Because those cops aren't criminals. They're just ignorant. So just get out of there. Get out of there immediately.
Yeah, we're getting out of here right now. We're going to go secure all this stuff. I mean, it's just absolutely, and this is going to be a complete takeover. There's just no rights left. They're like, I said, well, what about the First Amendment? They said, the sign says no footage. There's no constitution existing. Well, the sign at the NSA overrides the constitution.
Well, that's just like they tell kids they can't write about guns in a story. They can't write about their dad that's in the Marines. They can't show the symbol of a finger. There's no law. It's thought crime. They're just telling us. The National Park Service is going around to stuff that isn't even federal property and shutting it down right now at Mount Vernon, you name it, because it's all a giant power grab. They need to keep us intimidated, keep us under their orders, Anthony.
They've got big old lights on at the military camp now, even though it's broad daylight.
Well, they've gone on alert.
Criminals.
Well, that's because the enemy, the American people, showed up. The enemy.
American people dare to show up.
They probably got alert. 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 Whoop, whoop, whoop. Alert. The press is here. Alert. They're still real reporters. Alert. Alert. Run for the hills. I mean, it's like
realizing the First Amendment.
It's like an anthill panicking. We're going to come back. Second hour coming up. InfoWars at the Utah Big Brother Criminal Spy Center.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
love iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.